kayo'y nakikinig sa Australia Explained, ang SBS audio podcast na gagabay sa inyong pamumuhay sa Australia.
Ang personal loan ay ang paghiram ng pera at iyong binabayaran na may interes sa loob ng itinakdang panahon. Ito ang ipinaliwanag ni Andrew Dadswell mula sa Money Smart Team ng Australian Securities and Investments Commission. Karamihan sa mga tao ay karaniwang isinaalang-alang ang personal loan para sa isang tiyak na layunin.
You might be planning a holiday. You might have a wedding coming up and think, oh, this is going to cost a lot of money. Also, we see it for home renovations and, of course, for cars. The real advantage of a personal loan is that it enables you to spread your costs over a set period of time. And that helps you budget and manage your money. The disadvantage is that personal loans come with fees and obviously will charge you interest.
Dagdag nito, maraming Australians ang may malaking utang dahil dito. Dahil umaabot sa $2,000 hanggang $100,000 ang pinapautang at karaniwang binabayaran ang utang na ito sa loob ng 2 hanggang 7 taon. Hindi naman lahat ay kwalipikado na makapag-personal loan dahil sinusuri ng mga nagpapautang ang mga aplikante batay sa kanilang personal na kalagayan. Bukod dito, bawat nagpapautang ay may iba't ibang mga kinakailangang kwalipikasyon.
Generally speaking, you need to be over the age of 18 and you need to be an Australian citizen or a permanent resident. Now, there are some circumstances where as a temporary visa holder, you would be able to get a personal loan, but there would be additional requirements. Lenders generally will ask you your financial history, what kind of job you have, you have to prove your identity, and what debts and assets you have. For example, do you have a credit card debt?
Dapat tandaan na ang nagpapautang ay tinitingnan lamang ang iyong credit history. Ginagamit nila ang tinatawag na credit score upang malaman kung kaya mo bang magbayad buwan-buwan sa iyong utang. Ito ang paraan ng pag-snapshot ng iyong credit history. Ang konseptong ito ay ipiniliwanag ni Amy Bradley George, isang personal finance mula Finder.
Your credit score is a number. It's generally between 0 and 1,000. And it gives lenders a benchmark for your ability to manage credit responsibly. And they consider your credit score to help determine the interest rate on the personal loan. So a lower credit score means there's more risk for the lenders, so they will increase that interest rate.
Makakaapekto sa iyong credit score ang hindi on time o kulang ang pagbayad ng iyong credit card. Bagamat maaring nakakatukso na mag-apply ng maraming utang ng sabay-sabay, ang ganitong gawain ay maaring magpapababa ng iyong credit score dahil ito ay nagpapahiwatig na ikaw ay nasa financial crisis. Inirekomenda ni Dadswell na bago mag-apply ng loan, mag-research muna tungkol sa mga nagpapautang, ang kanilang interest rates at anumang kaugnay na bayarin. Gayon din suriing mabuti ang term ng loan.
For example, if you want to borrow $5,000 over 5 years, that'll typically cost you about $6,800 over that period. So you're paying about $1,800 in fees and interest as well. Whereas if you had a $5,000 loan over a 2-year period, you'd be paying about $1,000 less in interest and fees. So you have to weigh up whether you want to spread out the costs and have your repayments be lower or pay it off over a short period of time.
Ang personal loan calculator ng Money Smart ay makakatulong sa iyo na kalkulahin ang iyong buwanang bayad kapag iyong ilalagay ang halaga ng utang at interest rate. Ang mga financial institution tulad ng bangko at mga mutuals, ibig sabihin nito ang customer-owned banks, ay nag-aalok ng iba't ibang uri ng personal loan na maaaring i-customize ayon sa iyong pangangailangan. Ito ang ipinaliwanag ni Paul Farmer mula sa Heritage at People's Choice na nagpapautang din ng pera.
These financial institutions generally will offer more competitive interest rates. Banks and mutuals are bound by responsible lending regulations to ensure that the borrower can afford the loan. There are also a number of non-bank lenders that offer personal loans, and generally their loan assessment requirements are more relaxed than the banks. However, you may expect to pay higher interest rates or fees on these loans.
Dagdag nito, may dalawang uri ng personal loan na kailangan mong isaalang-alang. Ito ay ang secured at unsecured. Ang secured loans ay ginagamit para makabili ng malalaking asset tulad ng sasakyan.
Secured personal loans is where the lender will take security over the asset, and the asset is what you're purchasing with the funds from the personal loan. The reason why the lender is taking security over the asset is so they can minimize the risk of loss if you're unable to meet the loan commitments. The interest rate payable on your secured loan will be different depending on the age of your asset.
Dahil secured personal loan, may hawak ang nagpapautang sa iyong nabiling ari-arian at maaari nitong kunin kapag hindi ka nakabayad. Karaniwang may fixed interest rates ang mga secured loans at maaaring kinakailangan mong i-insured ang iyong asset. Ang pangalawang opsyon ay ang unsecured loan. Maaari mong magamit ang pondong pera sa halos lahat ng gusto mong paggamitan nito.
For an unsecured personal loan, you will not need to provide an asset as a security, but the interest rate will generally be higher. For an unsecured personal loan, the lender will restrict the amount you can borrow, and the loan sizes are generally from $2,000 to $20,000.
Kung kampante ka at kayang isumite ang lahat ng mga kinakailangan at makakabayad, maaring mag-apply sa iyong napiling nagpapautang online at i-attach ang mga kinakailangang dokumento. Subalit, maaari ka pa ding ma-reject, sabi ni Bradney George.
When they're assessing your application, if they feel that your income isn't enough to cover repayments, they could reject your application. And tied to income as well, if you're in unstable employment or you haven't been with your job for a very long time, they can consider those factors against your application.
Maaaring makakaranas ng pansamantalang kaginhawaan sa iyong pinansyal kapag nakakuha ka ng personal loan. Subalit dapat tandaan, may dagdag bayarin kapag hindi ka nakapagbayad sa tamang oras. At ang quick fix solutions gaya ng payday loans o taasan ng iyong credit card limit ay makakatrigger pa ng karagdagang utang. At kung hirap ka na makabayad sa utang, dapat makipag-ugnayan sa lender o nagpapautang para sa opsyon ng financial hardship. Maaari kasing baguhin nila ang term ng iyong utang. Si Andrew Dadsville ay mula sa Money Smart at nagsusulong na dapat kontakin ang isang financial counselor kung may isang taong namumroblema ng pera.
Financial counselors are free and you can access them via the National Debt Helpline on 1-800-007-007. Or if you don't speak English or English is your second language, you can also use the Translating and Interpreting Service, another government service, and they'll call the National Debt Helpline for you.
Mag-ingat din sa mga scams o mga panluloko dahil sa mga financial transactions, naglipa na ang ganitong modus. Ang Money Smart website ay makakatulong para makita ang mga panluloko at malaman kung ano ang gagawin kung sa tingin mo ay ikaw ang tinarget.
It's very important that if you're getting contacted about a personal loan, to check the credentials of the company or the person you're dealing with. Don't agree to anything there and then. Always do your due diligence. Always do your research. If you're in doubt, ask for help.
Ang moneysmart.gov.au ay isang website ng federal government na tumutulong sa mga Australians na gumawa ng matalinong mga desisyon tungkol sa kanilang finances. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Melissa Companioni na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Inyong napakinggan ang isang SBS audio podcast. Para sa iba pang nilalaman ng Australia Explained, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/australiaexplained.